Has China's sweeping regulatory crackdown taken a bite out of the biggest online shopping day of the year? Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. It's the final few hours of the global spending bonanza known as Singles Day. Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba turned the holiday into an online shopping extravaganza in 2009, and it said so far 400 brands, including the likes of Apple and L'Oreal, have together generated more than $6 billion in sales over the last 11 days. But the tone of this event has been decidedly more muted this year. There's no live tracker of Alibaba's overall sales data or live audiences for the company's annual gala. Steffi Noel from Dashu Consulting in Shanghai explains how the Chinese government's crackdown on big tech this year changed the event.
It gives more opportunities for other platforms than Alibaba's platforms to get more sales and to get more traffic. So now we see like JD already like gets sales records, and other platforms like Douyin, Kuaishou, for example, live stream platforms or other apps like Pinduoduo are all increasing. They all see consumer demand keeping increasing. So that gives more opportunities for other platforms as well to get traffic.
And just remind our listeners why this is. What sweeping changes did the government implement on the tech sector this year that's made it a little bit harder for giants like Alibaba?
The main goal was to ensure that the e-commerce ecosystem is more balanced. The recommendations you are given as a consumer, as well as the consumer reviews you are seeing on the platforms, are totally manipulating by some of these tech giants. The Chinese government decides to make everything more fair and more clear.
Now, last year, Alibaba raked in $74 billion in orders during the Singles Day festival. This year, we've only seen data from a very small fraction of sellers. They're clearly keeping this year's total tally under wraps, at least for now. So just from what you've seen, are consumers not spending as much as they have in years past, or what are they spending on?
For the moment, Alibaba didn't really share a very clear estimations for sales projections so far. So we have to wait for it tomorrow, I think, to be sure. But when you look at online surveys that have been done this week or last week, people are not spending less. They're even spending more, or at least they're saying they're spending more. Because we have now in China, as you know, new COVID-19 outbreaks, so it may still continue to encourage people to buy online. This year, the diversity of discounts, of gifts, of samples brands offer is very large. So compared to last year, everyone feels that brands are offering better and more diversified discount types. So people are buying more and more, and all of them are declaring that they want to buy more.
And what are consumers spending money on? What kind of goods?
The categories that are outperforming the sales from last year, it's mainly sales of beauty, so mainly skincare, also some healthcare. Obviously, that is where we see the impact of COVID-19, but also electric appliances, because the e-commerce platforms are trying to emphasize a bit more sustainability, to highlight on the platform and give more visibility to electric appliances with energy saving features. So that also may be a reason why this category is outperforming.
Steffi Noel from Dashu Consulting in Shanghai for us. Thanks for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Well, shares of Alibaba closed up 1.2% in Hong Kong today. That's as the Hang Seng Index there rose by the same margin, helped by a rise in shares of property companies. That's on hopes the government there will provide more support for that sector. Checking some other numbers now, benchmarks across Europe are slightly higher. They're up in the 0.1% to 0.3% range. To Germany now, where the number of daily coronavirus infections has hit a new record. More than 50,000 cases have been reported in the last 24 hours. The country is grappling with a fourth wave of the virus, and outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel has called on regional health authorities to take action. One of Germany's most prominent virologists has warned another 100,000 people could die from the virus if nothing is done to contain it. But as the BBC's Jenny Hill reports, the public and businesses are becoming fiercely divided on the need for another round of restrictions.
The COVID ward in the intensive care unit of Leipzig University Hospital, there are 18 COVID patients. Just four were vaccinated. Professor Sebastian Steyr is one of the specialists treating them.
A large part of the population still underestimate the problem, and It's hard to understand because of the high numbers of cases we had in the past. Basically, everybody should have a friend, somebody in their family that had a COVID infection in the past, and therefore should realize what the problem could be for themselves.
Germany's anti-vaxxers are on furious form. Several thousand demonstrated in Leipzig at the weekend. 16 million Germans over the age of 12 are still unvaccinated. This region, Saxony, has the lowest vaccine take-up in the country and the highest rate of infection. The authorities here now restrict unvaccinated people. They're banned from restaurants, cinemas, football matches.
This is discrimination.
Leif Hansen is a spokesman for Bewegung Leipzig, an anti-vax movement.
They say the vaccination is okay, I should give it to my children? Never.
The German government admits it's unlikely now to persuade these people to accept a vaccine, but it has a bigger problem. How to stop the voice of dissent growing into real social division?
Because what many fear is another lockdown. Nadine Herzog's bar barely survived the last one. She deftly prepares cocktails, as she tells us that even before the authorities required it, she'd banned unvaccinated drinkers.
My business is dying. My dreams came true, and now they suffer from people who don't do logical things to prevent others from getting ill or die. And I'm so angry.
There were long queues outside a walk-in vaccination centre in the city. Evidence, perhaps, that some have changed their minds. Though Germany's rolling out the booster jab too, nervous about waning protection. But on the ward, they fear the damage is done. Operations have been cancelled, procedures postponed to make way for COVID patients. Doctors here warn this wave could be the worst yet. They also told us nearly half of the people who end up here will die. For the country which invented one of the world's first COVID vaccines, that is a source of great shame.
That's the BBC's Jenny Hill reporting from the East German state of Saxony there. And in London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.